a view of UW-Madison.
So how scalp presented was compatible with a disease called hemangiosarcoma. So where there is a tumor that arises and grows within a blood vessel. And Scout is a lucky dog in so many ways that he did have people who said, we're gonna take the risk, we're gonna fight this as aggressively as we possibly can. And that allowed us to come up with as many options as we could think of to say, how can we really effectively manage him? We are so lucky here at the University of Wisconsin that we've got a team that works not only with the folks right here in veterinary medicine, but also across campus, and are so privileged to have been in the position where we could actually help with the discovery and development of new treatment technologies, working to better understand how can we even more precisely treat tumors. As a patient is breathing and there's a lung tumor, how do we very carefully sculpt around that lung tumor and not damage other lung tissue? In Scout's specific example, how do we treat a heart-based tumor and not damage the rest of the heart muscle? And Scout benefited from that, from some of the early work that we did through Dr. Lisa Forrest and others at UW-Madison, creating and developing this new proof of concept way to manage treatment of not only dogs, but people.
A golden retriever lays on a beach, School of Veterinary Medicine, University of Wisconsin-Madison.